Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Melissa and I'm so glad you're here. Around here, this is the space where we get to have honest conversations about faith, grief, personal growth, and supporting your people well, and how you can be the bigger person who rises above through all of it. So grab your coffee or whatever you prefer and let's jump right in. Now, this episode, you may be here, most likely, because you have seen that there is a big announcement coming today. Big being the key word. So let me give you a little bit of backstory. And then I promise you, don't worry. This won't be one of those where I leave you without the big announcement. You'll very much know I'm getting to it, okay? Don't worry. So I started this podcast at the very end of 2020, like literally December 30th, 2020 was when the first episode was released. And this podcast had been something that I had been thinking about for a long time. I love asking people questions. I love asking people about their stories, getting to know like why they are the way they are and not just like taking who they are at face value and really investing in who people are and the kind of the depths of what makes them them. And so I've been thinking about, wouldn't it be cool if I just got the opportunity, maybe selfishly a little bit, wouldn't it be cool if I got the opportunity to have a platform where I could ask people their stories and talk to people about why they are the way they are? And, but also not just for me to like have conversations with people, but so that we then all could be inspired and encouraged to live our lives a little bit more like each other and to really grow in who we are because of hearing somebody else's story. I mean, that is the notion of a testimony, right? So I was teaching. I was an elementary school teacher for 7 years up until the very beginning of 2019. And obviously those of you who know teaching know that there was no way I was starting a podcast and keeping my sanity while teaching, just because teaching is so all-encompassing. I don't know how people do other side hustles while teaching. Honestly, God bless. If that's you, God bless. I was not going to be starting a podcast while doing it. So when I left teaching, I really started thinking about this podcast. It took me and my overachiever self and my perfectionist self almost 2 years to get this podcast out into the world. So I, very end of 2020, kind of by accident, released my podcast. I thought I was uploading an episode to Drafts and I just uploaded it to the world and a friend found it and I kind of had to scramble and get episodes going. But the first 6 months, like the first 6 months of episodes, episodes number 1 through 15, which was the beginning of 2021, were all people's stories. I was asking about the mile markers in people's lives. And I was hearing, we, you know, together got to hear why people are the way they are and what are those mile markers in their lives that have made them, have made up who they are. And that was such a beautiful thing. And then getting to know, like, how can we take the pieces of their story and apply it to our lives? And how can we become better through that? So that was my first 15 episodes, and they were some incredible episodes. If you are maybe newer around here, if you aren't an OG that's been here since episode 1, I would encourage you to go back and listen because those are some really, really impactful episodes. And then in June 2021, my mom, Linda, who actually is my guest in episodes 2 and 3, she had been battling breast cancer for 8 years, metastatic breast cancer. And in June 2021, she passed away. And I obviously had to take a hiatus from the podcast. There was no way I was functioning to do a podcast, right? Anyone who has walked through profound loss knows that you need to take time. And then I just really, needed a space, kind of, again, maybe a little bit selfishly, to process my grief. But I also felt so strongly about wanting to talk about grief that I just thought, I'm going to talk about this in the podcast. And actually, episode 16 is one of the hardest episodes, maybe the hardest episode I've ever recorded, and also the most raw and beautiful because it's literally me chronicling the last 6 months of my mom's life. And from then through, honestly, I forget, episode 30-something, 40-something, I did episodes on grief. And the first 30, I mean, episodes 16 to 30 were me talking about lessons that I've learned from my mom and lessons that we all can learn from my mom and lessons that I've learned about grief and how we all can process through grief and the day-to-day of grief and how we can support each other in grief. And it was grief. Like, that was season two of the podcast is all grief. And then after that, I started to talk to my friends who have also walked through grief, and we got to hear their stories and their mile markers in grief and different kinds of grief, right? Loss of a parent, loss of identity, loss of a child, you know, all these things. And I think the thing is, and anyone who has walked through grief knows, you very much view life as a before and after when you've walked through profound loss. And for me, my mom was my best friend. She was my mentor. She was, you know, my mom. She was so many things to me. And so for me, I really started to view the purpose of this podcast different, because I realized that not only did I just want to hear people's stories, but loss mattered to me, and what I could learn through loss and what we all could learn through loss mattered. And also, I was a different person, right? I suddenly viewed the world a very different way than I did before losing my mom. And I will for the rest of my life. I will never look at life the same way. So at the end of 2023, I kind of took another hiatus from the podcast because I was getting to a place where I was exhausted with life. I was exhausted emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and I just knew that I needed to pare down in my life, and that just the podcast was one of the things that needed to just sit on the shelf for a minute. And the other thing, I think in some ways, and this is getting me very close to my big announcement, the other thing that I think I realized was I didn't connect with the podcast anymore. I felt like I didn't have inspiration for it. I felt like I didn't have creativity for it. I felt like I didn't have a passion for it. I found myself doing it because I needed to, not because I wanted to. And I found myself being like, ugh, I have to go record a podcast episode. Like, ugh. And so I took a pause and I really prayed a lot about it. I sought my accountability partner on it, who you guys know, Miriam, has been on the podcast before. And I really thought a lot about it. I made a lot of lists. I'm a list maker. And I really started to realize that not only in my life post-loss have I become a different person with a different focus and a different priority, that I think the podcast needed the same thing. And I realized that, you know, when I started this podcast, Mile Marker Miracles, I was in a very different part of my life. And I was in a very different era of my life than I am now. And I started to really think, I think the podcast needs a rebrand. And I think the podcast needs to enter into a new era where, you know, the sort of the whole face of it is more applicable and more relatable to what I want to see this podcast be going forward. The other piece of it is, I'm going to be so honest with you guys, nobody has ever been able to remember the name Mile Marker Miracles. That is the reality. Everybody's like, miracle, mile markers, mile, miracle, markers, moments. Nobody can remember it. And that's kind of a bummer when you're trying to brand something. So all this to say, my big announcement is this podcast is going to go through a full rebrand. What does that entail, you might ask? Well, the podcast is getting a new name, okay? We are getting a new name around here, and the name is one that makes me smile. It makes me so it's so important to me, and I'll tell you why. So this podcast, Say Goodbye to Mile Marker Miracles. If you've ever been able to say the name Mile Marker Miracles, and say hello to the Be the Bigger Person podcast. Now, some of you might be smiling because you know the meaning behind this phrase, but for those of you that don't, I want to share with you and explain it to you. Be the Bigger Person is a phrase and a piece of encouragement that my mom has shared with me literally my entire life, and maybe more so than any other piece of encouragement and kind of counsel and advice that she has shared with me. Be the bigger person means that you, no matter what situation you're in, can and should find a way to rise above in whatever situation you're in. So for me, oftentimes it was, you know, I was in a disagreement with a friend, and my mom was like, be the bigger person and find a way where you can have grace in your heart for them, or you can go apologize to them and be the one to step out first, even though all you want is for them to come and apologize to you, right? Or be the bigger person has meant that when there's somebody who feels different or difficult, you go and include them, and you're the one that makes space at the table for them. Be the bigger person has meant that you have faith in the Lord, even when it feels impossible to, because you trust that He has good things for you and that you can have peace that surpasses understanding. Be the bigger person means that you choose to walk forward in grief when all you want to do is crumble. Be the bigger person means that you can search out your identity and your worth even when everybody around you is telling you things that should be making you insecure. Be the bigger person is what allows you to walk in victory and in faith in the life and the path that God has for you. It basically is a way that we can empower ourselves to rise above, because the world right now and our lives, like our individual lives and our collective lives, are really, really dark and really hard and really stressful and challenging and sad. And sometimes it feels like there is literally no way that anything can be good in the midst of that. Like, there's war going on. How can we, like, go and hang out with our friends and have a good time? We're walking through grief. How on earth am I supposed to smile without feeling guilty about it? Work is insanely stressful. Like, how on earth am I supposed to say to myself every day, it's going to be okay, it's all going to work out, when I don't actually know, right? Your family, like, you're walking through a breakup, a divorce, your parents are unhappy, you're unhappy. Like, how are you supposed to continue moving forward in life? And the thing that I always come back to in all of those situations is be the bigger person. Now, being the bigger person doesn't mean that you ignore your feelings. Being the bigger person doesn't mean that you suppress what you're thinking and feeling and what you should be thinking and feeling. Be the bigger person doesn't mean that you allow yourself to get walked all over. Be the bigger person doesn't mean that you have this sort of toxic positivity. It means that you search for a way to rise above hardship, opposition, and roadblock to the point where darkness literally has no power over you, to where the enemy's tactics and doubt and sadness literally cannot stifle you and cannot hold you down. It's a way that I have seen firsthand in my own life and in the lives of so many others who have chosen to be the bigger person. It's a way that we can have full faith and trust in God's word. It is a way that we can walk through grief to where the darkness does not overtake us. It's a way that we can grow in ourselves and have personal growth to the point where we are going to become the people who are confident and own our worth even when our past or our trauma tells us otherwise. And it being the bigger person allows us to support others because we are not holding things over them and we're not playing the victim, but we're going out of our way for them in a way that shows unconditional love. And so for me, thinking about being the bigger person is a way of life. And it is something that it's almost the lens that I view life through. Like in all things, I think, okay, how can I be the bigger person? And that's something that makes me excited. Like that is something that I look forward to having conversations about. And I also think, honestly, being the bigger person allows us to choose vulnerability and choose honesty, because even if we get all up in our feels and those feels often will lead us to think that we're too much or we're not enough, being the bigger person is an act of choosing to know that we can feel all those things, we can experience all those things, and it doesn't make us any less and it doesn't make us too much. And so that's where in this space, in this podcast, this Be the Bigger Person podcast, we get to have honest, vulnerable, raw conversations that hit on the nitty-gritty, the things that it might feel like nobody else is talking about. We're going to talk about them here in a way that flips culture, flips society up on its head. In a way that maybe you've been taught things one way and you're like not feeling so good about it. We're going to flip it upside down and we're going to talk about things from all angles in a way that is so honest and so vulnerable and so raw and a whole heck of a lot of goodness. So that is going to be the new brand of this podcast, the new era, if you will. Thanks, Tay-Tay. The new era, the Be the Bigger Person podcast. So say it with me again, Be the Bigger Person. So starting at the end of the summer, I know that feels like a little bit of a long way off, but trust me, I want to get good, good, good episodes for you. And episodes that also, by the way, if you're used to the format of this podcast where the episodes range in like 45 minutes to an hour, these podcasts are going to be like 20 minutes max. They're going to be much more bite-sized, but chock full of such good quality stuff, like good quality information and conversation. And that's what I can't wait for. I can't wait for that. Some of the episodes are just going to be me. Some of the episodes are going to be with a friend. Some of the episodes will be Q&A. Some of the episodes will be like teaching style. I just honestly, I can't wait, because in all of these conversations, we're going to be talking about the four pillars of this podcast, which is faith, grief, personal growth, and supporting your people well. And like I said at the intro, how you can be the bigger person who rises above through all of it. So now here's the other thing that I'm so excited about for this podcast rebrand. I'm going to end every single episode in prayer. Prayer matters. Prayer is what allows us to choose to be the bigger person in our faith and in the way that we view life, because it literally aligns our heart with the Lord's. And it allows us to not just see things through our own human lens, but it allows us to see things through the lens of the Lord. And so that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to ending episode in prayer together. So before I close out this episode in prayer, I want you to do one thing for me. I want you to make sure that you're following the podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram and Facebook, if you already are with me, if you're already following the podcast, don't worry, you're still there. Nothing changed, just a new name, just a new username, just a new handle. But if you're not following yet, go check out Be the Bigger Person podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And even we're on YouTube and we're even on Pinterest. I don't know how much I do on Pinterest, but we're there. So I'm just super excited for this new rebrand. I'm excited for the new heart behind it, the new kind of focus in it. I think you're really going to like it. Just like a little facelift, you know, a new era. So anyways, let's pray. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes, but just kind of center your heart with the Lord. Lord, we just thank you that we get to be here together, that we get to be in this space, this Be the Bigger Person space, Lord, that we are so grateful that you have called us together into, Lord. We just ask that you would really align our hearts with yours, Lord, that we truly would be choosing to rise above, Lord. We just ask that each of these episodes that are coming forward in this new season, in this new rebrand of the podcast, Lord, that they would be episodes that you are calling us to hear, Lord, that nothing that comes out of my mouth would not be from you, that nothing that comes out of my mouth would be only of my own thoughts, Lord, but everything would be from you, God, and that these episodes would just touch people's lives, Lord, that there would be impact that would be seen, that there would be change that would be seen, that there would be newness of life, God, that oldness would pass away, old things would pass away, God, and the new would come to be. So we are just expectant and excited and looking forward to what you have in this new season, God, this new season of the podcast, this new season of each of our journeys. And we're excited that we're going to get to do it together and do it with you. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would bless this. Lord, put your hand over this. And we thank you for all of these things. In your name, amen.